have lots of records.
The Elvis Brothers!
Oh, little A.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers!
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis!
We like to play our own records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
Yes, indeed. For the record, it is indeed Balcony Radio.
Yes, and playing, sorry, I was just typing something under our website.
Playing all the best music.
I can't multitask
You
anymore.
Can't multitask. You have completely lost that ability.
No, I just realized there's something there that I got to fix on our website. Wait, bang, done. There,
oh,
see?
Did you fix it?
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Internet has fixed the website.
Yeah, you're welcome, all right? How's that?
Okay, fine. Be that way.
All right, this time I'm going to introduce the show.
All right.
Because we were going to do a different show today, but we realized that we just couldn't do that.
We just couldn't do that. We had to do something else. Hi, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this show is our Off the Wall show, which is our celebration of music on Wax Cylinders. And usually, I'm going to keep talking here because
okay.
You're giggly.
Go ahead.
You can hold this.
All right.
Usually, we pull the records off. When we do this show, we pull the records off the big wall of vinyl to my left. It's actually sagging in some parts on the bookshelf, man. We might want to get a new shelf in here.
Yes, definitely.
Look at that. That's really bad. Those are Boeing.
Boeing.
So Scott has a couple thousand records on the wall here, and we pick from them liberally when we do this show. And but you also have this magic box, this very cool. I got it right here.
That little plastic.
I don't know if it's plastic.
It's semi-paper.
Yeah, it's got a turquoisey top and a bone-colored bottom, and it's this little box of 45s
with a white handle on it.
With a white handle on it, and I think it says Columbia on the inside, or Columbia Records,
or something like that. I don't remember what it says on the inside there.
Oh, it's yeah. Columbia? Yeah, okay, it says Columbia, and it has a Columbia Records logo on the inside. So it's a promo box made to hold 45s. And you say your dad had it?
Yes, that's circa about 1955.
It's really bitchin'. we'll take a picture of it and put it on the website.
Yes, we will do that.
It's really cool, and Scott has probably several dozen 45s in it, and you got some weird shit in there. So we're gonna play some singles today. And put you to work on flipping records.
Flipping records and stopping and here and there.
So
this will be like one of those Alan Freed or one of those rock and roll films in 1945 or 1955.
This is a 50s movie, yeah.
You see the guy putting the needle down on
Hustling.
The turntable. And the band comes into the studio and sings the song.
Yes. So you want to be Alan Freed, then can I be Wolfman Jack?
Yeah, you...
That's right, baby.
I'm on the X.
So King of the Moondoggers.
So we're going to play some 45s today, a bunch of singles. Some of these you've heard that we're picking just because we like. A few of these, Scott doesn't even know what they are. I asked you, what's this? And you said, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no,
let's play it. It looks cool. Yes. So, but we're going to start with an old standby, a favorite of both of ours. I'm going to speak in the Royal We. This is the Grateful Dead with their last great single, Touch of Grey.
It's all right. Sorry that you feel that way.
Yes, indeed. The Grateful Dead and Touch of Grey.
Damn, that's a great song. Great video, too. That's what I'll never forget. The skeletons. And you just pulled out the 45 that you have, the single of the song. And if you pull it out, there's this huge picture poster that's a live shot of the skeleton playing, the skeletons playing as the dead.
Yeah.
And it's just the coolest
thing.
It's
a cool picture.
It's just so cool. I love that part of the video where it switches over and all of a sudden they're all bones. And it's just, it's really good puppetry. And it's the best kind of special effects because it's something that's actually there. You know?
Right, right. Exactly. It's doing it practically.
Yeah, it's doing
say.
It practically. And it just, that takes a skill and it's just not a fucking computer program, and it's real, and it just looks so much cooler.
Exactly.
It just does.
Exactly.
Are you having a problem putting it back in the sleeve?
Yeah,
there?
I'll
yeah, save it.
I'll save it because I got to change the record anyway.
I'm sitting here.
I'm
filling air while you're trying to put the fucking single back, and you can't do it. And it's just so sad looking. So let's play the next song. Which side of this are you playing?
It's got the same song on both sides.
Oh, okay,
it's got that one right there.
So we're playing Go Insane.
Yeah,
this is.
Make sure I've got the right side.
Yeah, come on.
I may have put the wrong side of the record on. So let me.
And you're off mic when you're over there.
Me
yeah.
and my bad friggin' eyes.
Here, let me see
it's
it.
A promotional. Yes, it says.
This is a promo single.
It's got the same song on both sides.
All right, so this is a promo single that you probably shouldn't have, and this is one of Lindsay's better solo things. This is Lindsay Buckingham, Go Insane. We'll be right back.
Executive production by Roy Thomas Baker.
Who's that?
That is Lindsey Buckingham.
Who's Roy Thomas Baker?
Roy Thomas Baker produced Queen.
Oh,
as
really?
As well as a number of other people,
hey,
like
we're
Ian
playing
Hunter.
Queen in the show later.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Did he produce
that has it? Nothing to do with Roy Thomas Baker, oddly enough.
Really?
Yeah, no,
did
I
he produce Fat Bottom Girls?
No, he did not.
Damn it, because that's the song we're going to play later from Queen. Hey, spoiler alert, we're going to play that awesome Queen song later about big asses. So anyway, that's Lindsey Buckingham with Go Insane, the title track from one of his earlier solo records.
From his first solo record.
Is that the first one?
Go Insane.
Go Insane is the first one?
There's actually, I was talking to you about that off the air. There's a track on there called the DW Suite, which is a tribute to Dennis Wilson, which is a beautiful, beautiful song.
Is it beachy?
It's very beachy, and it's got this most amazing production on it. It's actually a very good record.
I'll check that out. I'm not really familiar with Go Insane.
One of the best things that he did. In fact, I think he's of late, I think he's got something else.
It's one of those records. I think I give it a try because I actually do like Lindsey a lot. I'm not a big Fleetwood Mac person, but Lindsey I think is pretty cool.
Yes,
and is a tremendous guitar player. Super underrated as a guitar player.
Yes,
and I've listened to that, and I don't remember that track at all. But I remember I remember the title track, and there are a couple other ones on there that are really great because he does this amazing finger picking electric style, and he's really good.
He's a great musician. He does some amazing production.
He's a great producer too. That's the other thing is he produced all their awesome records, all the Fleetwood Mac records your parents have. He produced them all. So,
yes.
He did the heavy lifting in the band toward the end, especially like Tusk. That's
mostly,
that's his record.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's not great, but I mean, if you listen to it now,
I guess it has to kind of earn its sort of.
It's not that bad.
You.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like back then, I could see people being like, what in the fuck?
Taken as a whole. I guess taken as a whole, it's much better than it's.
It's a taken as a whole record. There's no singles on that. That's the problem. Uh-huh. He tried to make the White Album with Fleetwood Mac, and people were not ready with that for that. But, you know, he's really great, and Go Insane, good song. So what are we playing next? Why don't you cue this
We're
song?
Coming back to Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen.
This is one of my favorite songs ever.
And one of the greatest bands of all time, War. And we're going to listen to their 45, Why Can't We Be Friends?
Thank you. Oh, great
this
song.
This is War.
color of your skin don't matter to me.
That is LA's own War,
and
title track from their record, Why Can't We Be Friends?
I love all their records. War is such a great band.
I think I played this song, I think I played the flip side of this record more, almost as much as I played.
What's the flip side?
The flip side is a song called In Mazatlan.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song, In Mazatlan.
In Mazatlan.
That's a really good song.
And it's a great record, too. It's probably one of their best records, I think. But yeah, I played this side as much as I played the flip side.
That's a great record, and they're an awesome band.
They really are.
There's like 50 people in the studio having a good time.
I remember hearing the commercials for this album on the radio. Why can't we be friends? I remember hearing the announcer, I think it was...
They're on YouTube. I've seen them.
Licorice Pizza is now selling the new War record for $3.99.
Actually, I've seen that commercial on YouTube, and the other one is War, Lowrider.
Lowrider.
Get it now. I love those because they have that serious radio guy talk, War.
You never heard
Why can't we be friends?
You never heard the man and the woman who did the licorice pizza. Hi, this is Lori for Licorice Pizza.
No, I'm not as old as you. You fucking dinosaur.
Licorice Pizza was a good record store.
I don't know what that is.
It's a record store. You don't
licorice
know what
Licorice Pizza was a record store?
Licorice Pizza was a record store,
where,
yes.
Where was that?
There was one down in Hollywood, as a matter of fact, on Hollywood
really?
Boulevard. I think it was on Hollywood or
don't
Sunset, know, one of the
before
two.
Before my time, sir.
Yes, and there was another one called Peaches,
terrible
which is another
name for a record store.
Licorice Pizza?
Yeah, that's a terrible name for a record store.
No, it was
Peaches isn't very good. If you go down to West Hollywood now looking for Peaches, you're going to have a whole different situation.
No, there are none of those left.
Oh, no, there are plenty of those. It's just a different thing altogether.
Oh.
Nudge.
Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, I'm looking at the next record you're about to spin, and this is one of those ones I held it up to you, and you said you don't know what it is.
I do know what it is.
Oh, this is? I thought this was one of those.
Oh, I do know what it is.
What is this one?
This is a goofy novelty song which takes
on...
Oh,
did we pick this?
This
is
Three Stooges.
I didn't want to pick this one.
This is the Three Stooges.
Was it?
Song, this is
no,
the
take
Curly
it off.
Shuffle. You don't want to play this
No,
one?
That's the one I said
You don't
aside.
Want to play the Jump in the Saddle Band, the Curly Shuffle?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I don't. Remember, yeah, that's right. I put that in the wrong pile because you said that was a novelty song. And
yeah.
I actually said aloud to you.
Do you want
to
hear a little bit of it?
No, I don't. Play it for me later. Don't play it on the show. No, let's go to the next tune. That's going to be really silly, and I'm not going to lie. I was probably going to ask you to take it off anyway.
Okay. You want to play this one?
Yes. Let's play that.
Okay.
All right.
This is a good one. I do know what this is.
Yeah, you should.
Yes.
Your hero produced
this. My major league hero, Frank Zappa, produced this. Make sure I find the right side.
Yeah, so this
is... The flip side is called 1976, which is the year that it came out.
Don't know that song.
And this is the title track is called You Can Do It.
Can You Do It?
Grand Funk Railroad.
It's Can You Do It?
Can You Do It?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It is, does say, Can You Do It?
Yes.
Because it's got that MCA. See the MCA
No,
rainbow?
It's because you're a squinty bastard. That's why. No, so this is the Grand Funk Railroad produced by Frank Zappa. What are you doing? Do you need to brush this off?
Yeah.
Just blow on it again. There you go.
I used to say that to my people.
Oh, man. Hey-o. That's what she said. Hey-o. Yeah. So just spin the fucking record, Scott. Drop the needle.
I'm trying to. Wait,
so, okay, so here we go with Grand Funk.
Here's the Grand Funk. Dumbass.
There you go. Grand Funk Railroad. Can you do it?
Damn.
Produced by Frank Zappa.
Smoking song.
From the sound, oh, well.
You can't see it. Don't even try. No, I have a friend who lives up north who is in a bar band. I just sent that to him. Like, you guys should play this. This rocks. You guys would fucking clear the floor with this one.
Yeah, really. It's very interesting. So 1976 is actually probably near the end of Grand Funk, actually. Near the end of their time in rock and roll, but it's still a pretty good little song, and actually slides back into the plastic quite easily. So put that side up there and get the next record ready, which I should have had already pumped, primed and ready to go. Shouldn't I have?
Yes.
Shouldn't I?
You probably should have.
Maybe I should have.
You're fucking fired again.
I'm so sorry.
Is this the punk rock that we're going to listen to?
Yes.
Here?
Which one do you want here? I mean, you got a choice.
Let me see.
Which one do you want? This one or this one?
Oh, damn it. Now play side one. Play the single.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Why don't we just say what it is?
This is it's a Sex Pistol.
This is the Sex Pistols, you fucking blimey dick. And this is Pretty Vacant. They're so pretty. So pretty.
Pump it.
He's got the best whatever that sound is in rock and roll. What is that?
That's a growl.
Is it? I don't know.
Or a Ralph or a Bound.
Who knows?
You know, this
it's
is a
punk rock yelp.
It's a punk rock, and this is a British Virgin record import. It's so important
that
it's got a hole in the middle. I can't put the adapter down for this one. It's got an actual like 33 1/3 type hole in the middle of it.
I've never seen that before.
So that's what imports get.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know about that. It's different.
You're different.
Well, yeah, that's.
You don't even try. Just put it aside. You keep fiddling with all the plastic sleeves. You can't get one of them in.
I gotta do it right, man. What are you talking about?
Fucking it up. Okay. It's just so sad because you're fumbling. You're fumbling, man.
I
couldn't see the sleeve. What is this one called?
Oh, this is a double shot of My Baby's Love by the Swingin' Medallions. Okay, so.
This is a band I don't know. Let's hear it.
Yeah, you'll recognize it as soon as you hear the craziness.
It'll jump right into your ears.
Let's do it.
Oh man, that's so rocking! It's almost worth playing again. But we'll pass on that. You can rewind your iPod for listening to that. But that's the Swingin' Medallions and a double shot of My Baby's Love.
And you were right. I did know that song.
You did know that song.
And that's a really great song. That's right. Eat your heart out, Art LeBeau.
It pumps, man. It pumps. You know, that song came on the radio, man. That goes to number 11. That goes to 11.
That organ on there is really groovy.
Yeah. You know, you don't get a swingin' Hammond like that too often.
No, not anymore. So what is this that you're spinning next here?
We're going to spin something now that's a very, very strange song.
What is this?
It's written by a guy named Rupert Holmes.
Oh, the Pina Colada guy.
Pina Colada guy. And this is a band that he was in, or I guess it was like a studio project, I guess you could say, called the Buoys, B-U-O-Y-S.
I've never heard of them.
And they did a very strange song.
Strange how? Strange funny or strange?
Strange in that the lyrics are about cannibalism.
Ah.
It's got a lot of plays on Dr. Demento back in the day.
Oh, perfect.
And so listen very closely to the lyrics. It's It's a funky little
subtle?
Pop song.
Is it subtle?
It's sort of subtle, but right. You can actually. So
let's check it out.
It's called Timothy.
Timothy.
The Buoys and Timothy and one of the strange morbid ones. From,
that was actually really good. I really, really like that song.
Pretty good
a lot.
Story
yeah.
About the mind collapse.
And then somebody's got to die.
Just make them survive.
Who eats who?
Oh, it's it's actually Joe and the guy singing Eat Timothy. So.
Oh, I didn't catch that there was a third guy
there. There was three guys, in the mind collapse. And,
did Timothy draw the short straw?
He drew the short straw.
Jesus.
It's the short straw. He was the short order, actually.
How did? Oh man. What's the conversation you have after that with the other guy who's left?
I don't know. Anyway,
so
I've got a 45.
When do we do this again?
Yes. Well,
what is this? Oh, all right. Let's play the prefab sprout.
Okay.
That's the one. Jesus.
Bonnie. Okay.
Can you hear that?
Well, pretty much. So, oh well.
A huge truck that went there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one that caught my eye.
Emergency services going by. Okay, so Prefab Sprout?
Yeah.
This is a song called Bonnie. So.
Spin it, sir.
I will.
That's such a cool sound.
Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
what are you doing?
It's on the wrong speed. This is actually a 33.
Oh, jeez. Try it again. Prefab chipmunks.
Okay, so we'll sing it at the right speed this time. Prefab Sprout and Bonnie.
Take two.
Thank you.
I spend the days with my vanity. I'm lost in heaven and I'm lost to earth. Didn't give you minutes, not even moments. All my life in a tower of form, shaded feelings, I don't believe you. When you were there before my eyes, no one planned it, took it for granted. I count the hours since you slipped away. The hours that I lie awake, I count the minutes and the seconds too. All I stole and I took from you. But Barney don't live at home. Barney don't live at home. Words don't hold you, broken soldiers.
Prefab Sprout and Bonnie from a EP that was a promotional EP that has a few other people on it that received when I worked at Tower Records way back in the day. Jeez. It also has The Outfield, Greg Raleigh, and Smash Palace on it. And it's actually a promo that was put out by CBS Records. So it's actually very hard to find, actually. And I've got myself a copy of it, and maybe that one or two people who worked at Tower Records back in about 1987 have one as well. So, and this actually came out in 85. So it's actually pretty good stuff. So there you have. So there's that. And we're gonna just keep going along here with. Let's see. Did you want this one or?
Let me see.
Did you want that song?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah, that's the one I want. I want the single.
Okay, so we'll do that.
Why don't you introduce this? Because this is another one of your boys here. Yes. Your boys.
Early version of one of my boys.
This is when he's still in a band.
This is the band called The Naz, and Todd Rundgren and a few other people were in the band, I think. So actually, they had put out some pretty good records. Naz and Naz Naz and Naz 3 are all really great records. And there is also a greatest hits best of, I should say, which is worth exploring as well.
Doesn't it have a weird title?
What's that?
Their best of.
It might. I don't recall.
I don't recall either. Anyway, we're going to play one of Todd's first mega singles. This is one of my favorite songs, and this is Hello, It's Me.
Naz version.
Everyone knows this song.
Hello, it's me. Doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do, that you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through.
Well, it may not have been mastered all that very well, but it is on pink vinyl.
It's trippy.
That is the Naz, Todd Rundgren and the Naz, and their version of Hello, It's Me.
I've never heard their version, and when it came on, I thought, hey, man, you're playing at the wrong speed.
I'm sure many a lot of people thought
I've never heard it that slow and that spacey, and man, that's a way different take than the single version.
Yeah, no, it really...
It's still a beautiful song, and I actually was really digging that version, and I think I might like it more as a really slow song. It's just such a good song to begin with. And as a ballad, it's just, or as a kind of psyche, kind of, I don't know how to describe that song. It sounds like kind of a Dreamweaver-ish kind of song.
Played that way, yeah.
And it's just, it's really great. It's really, really great.
Yeah, a whole different look at things, you know.
I would love to hear a better mix of that. Is there anything out there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's definitely the album version.
Do you have that online? Do you have an MP3 of that?
Or do you have CD? I don't know if I don't. I don't think I have that on MP3,
actually. Is it on CD?
It certainly is.
Do you have the CD?
I do not. All I have is the vinyl, which you were just holding in your hand mere moments ago.
Check out ye olde Spotify while we play the next track. You want to tell the people the story of this one? You might tell it better.
Oh, the story of the fighting against apartheid.
Yes, the Sun City single.
Sun City single, yes. It was in protest of playing Sun City, where
in
South Africa it is a resort city. Populated by whites exclusively, and the blacks were the servants to the whites, and that. And many artists in the 1980s protested against,
and they had a very
against playing concerts there.
Yeah, that was sort of the place to play, I believe, in South Africa.
Right,
and
lots of artists broke the boycott that went
on.
Paul Simon did, and a few other artists. And
well, he broke it to also record with them as well, or record them. He didn't necessarily play with them, but
other artists. Did it as against the actual boycott itself. They did it well. There's going to be people boycotting. I'm going to play anyway.
It was one of those deals.
They took
a
lot of shots for it.
Yeah,
I think.
And kind of deservedly so if you played there, because the apartheid is bad, of course. I mean, it's horrible to begin with, but in Sun City it was especially horrible.
Yes.
Because that was like the one percenter kind of area of South Africa. And it was especially brutal there, and just the case system is just really disgusting. So going there, it's sort of like going to play for the kingly monarchy elites. And it's like,
correct,
it's
and
like
it's a resort town
for the Illuminati.
It's
like
a beach resort
assholes.
Town, and
yeah, in the middle of this wonderful place that's got this horrible history.
Yeah,
bloodshed could break out any minute, and it's terrible. It's bad scene.
It was a very very strange time. At any rate, so there was
it kind of reached the peak in the mid '80s here.
It was a group formed called Artists United Against Apartheid,
you
and they put out a record, and
it
featured people like Africa Mbata, yes, Ray Barreto, Stiff Baters, Pat Benatar, Ruben Blades, Curtis Blow, Bono, Duke Boaty, Jackson Brown, Ron Carter, Clarence Clemens, the late, the great, Jimmy Cliff, George Clinton, Miles Davis, Will Downing, Peter Gabriel, Peter Garrett, Bob Geldof, Daryl Hall, Herbie Hancock.
Oh, same Bob Geldof was there. Wow.
Yes, Nona Hendricks. And many, 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 many more. The list was just amazing. Run DMC, David Ruffin, Zach Starkey, and Ringo Starr, and Pete Townsend, Bobby Womack, Peter Wolf, Little Steven, Darlene Love, and let's see, Eddie Kendricks, Bonnie Raitt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they put together an album of music that was actually fairly interesting.
It's not bad.
And this is the title.
It's a political statement
it's
that you
would not get. It's a multicultural record, as you can
now,
no doubt tell.
Wouldn't happen now. There's no record.
It's produced by Little Steven.
Why is there no record against North Korea, damn it? I ain't going to play for the fearless leader.
So let's listen to Sun City.
Let's hear the title track. It's really great.
Sun City. Ain't gonna play Sun City. bounce around the world, baby. It cannot be denied.
It's 1987 all over again.
Is that when it was?
More or less. I think it was 1987. Sun City, Artists United Against Apartheid. My goodness, that was... Everybody's forgotten about that one, that's for sure.
Well, we didn't, damn it. I saw that in the box, and I immediately said, we got to play this.
1985.
I thought, yeah, 87 sounded late.
A little bit late. 1985 on that. Wow, man.
Right. See, because of the video, I have this recollection of Bruce being on the track, but he's not. He's only in the video, jerk.
Yeah, that's right. No, he was doing the...
Little Steven and Clarence Clemens are both in the band.
Yeah, I think wasn't Bruce doing the...
He was involved, I mean, but he wasn't on the track, not that one. He doesn't sing on that.
Yeah.
You didn't read his name on the list of people playing on the
that's
record.
That's true. He's not on the record. He is in the video, though. That's very odd. But members of his band
are Bandwagon Jumper.
He was busy, I think.
Yeah. Doing what? Oh, yeah. He was too busy making Born in the USA. Sorry. That's right. I forgot he had to make this record that sold 30 million copies.
That's right. He was like, oh, sorry, guys. I was working on this.
You know, I'd help you guys out, but I got to go write Born in the USA.
I got to sing about the streets. And it's burning up under my feet.
Your Springsteen is terrible. All right. What are we playing next?
Okay, this is a record I don't know much about.
Yeah, this is the one we were talking about. It's got a cool cover. The sleeve is an old-timey clipper ship.
Yes.
With the band members drawn. Or is it a drawing or is it pictures?
Those are pictures of the band.
Yeah, they're black and white pictures. And
the band is called Windjammer.
Around this big ship. And what's the name of the band?
Windjammer. This came out in 1978, it says here. Copyright.
Why do you even have this?
I don't know. I don't know where I got it from or how I acquired it. It's just a very... Oh, we're going to listen to it. I don't even, like I said, I don't know where it came from. It just seemed to turn up one day in my collection.
All right, so there is a chance we could pull this off, pull the needle off.
Ah!
Sorry. Wow. That you can edit out. Damn.
Okay, this is Windjammer. We might do a Kim Fowley, but we'll see how it goes.
I was trying to remember who that was.
Okay, there's something rare for you. Windjammer and Goodbye from 1978.
Hey, I found out what a windjammer is.
It's a boat, isn't
it? It's a really big fucking boat. Yeah, it's a sailing ship.
It's a clipper ship.
Yeah, but we did find, because that record is, one, good song, surprisingly so. Really good song.
Yes.
And second, we were looking at it and thought, no way that there's an MP3 of that. And of course, there's not. And there's,
yeah.
It's not even on CD. And all we found is this album is one of, and on one of those rare record sites. and says the band Windjammer, formed 1977, disbanded 1982, from the Netherlands.
Oh, there you
and,
go.
And your 45 there is worth $7. So, way to go, Scott. You have a semi-obscure record.
And there you go. And everybody's just heard it. And that's... And
not a bad song. I really dug that. That was really good. I it came on and 10 seconds into it, I was like, I even told you, fuck, that's a good song.
That's right. Everybody's listening to Off the Wall episode number three.
Number three.
And my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this is Balcony Radio. We got all the good beats.
Yeah, man. Do you want to do some plugs
Yes,
here?
I believe it's your turn.
No, I did it last time.
Fuck.
All so right. It's your turn. So.
All right. So let's do
Besides,
it.
Besides, I'm doing the record
Yeah, changes. Get the record ready.
Yeah, it is
This is a good one. So let's do the plugs really quick because I want to hear this song because it's my favorite Queen song.
Right.
So the first thing you should do if you're on the internet machine is head on over to your emails and send us a line, drop us a line, ask a question, put in a song request, balconyradio@gmail.com. Go ahead and anything that you send us, we'll reply to you. We promise. We really do. And then the second thing you should do is head on over to our website. It's called balconyradio.com, and that is where we actually have our 20...
Did you want that one?
Yes, of course. Okay, I did.
Right,
yes, play side one, man.
Okay, all right.
Head on over to our website where we play music 24 hours a day, the best music money cannot buy, because
we get sometimes you can't buy it.
We get a lot of obscure stuff in the library, and a lot of bootlegs that we put in the library. And what you got there is just click the little play. What is it? Is it launch? Or what's the button say on our website to play the radio station?
It is launch.
It's launch, yeah. Just click the button there. It opens a new window, and you can listen to our streaming music library 24 hours a day. And totally safe for work, and we play everything that you don't have that you really should. And Scott and I put our record collections together, so we got about 50,000 songs in the main library, and we play music 6 days a week. And on the seventh day, Sunday, we play nothing but jazz, midnight to midnight, on Balcony Blues and Jazz on Sunday. It's really groovy. And we totally recommend going when you're doing your stuff at work or at home, just go ahead and click open our window if you're sick of radio and listen to us, because we play music that's better than radio, and it's all commercial free, and we promise it totally will be forever, because we are a quasi non-profit environment here.
That's right.
We just don't want to fill out the paperwork.
We're not making any money here,
yeah,
folks.
We're really not. It's just for fun, and we really wanted to put some good music on the ether that doesn't get played on the radio. And yeah. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
We're doing a damn fine job.
Who the hell else
job
plays Windjammer?
Yeah, there you go. So, maybe they'll find a new calling. You know? Maybe there'll be a Windjammer reunion.
They might have to get back together if six people hear about them. So what we do is we play music there 24 hours a day, and we also have our episodes, which is our podcasty show thing that we do. There's an archive right there on the website, and you can listen to each of them. And we have about two dozen different shows that we do across the music spectrum. We got a rock show, a hip-hop show, an all-women show, singer-songwriter show, a Beatles show, a Rolling Stone show, an oldie show, all that stuff. So we sat down and thought it all together, everything that we'd want to hear on the radio, and we are just doing it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Right. We're
doing it.
Fun doing it, too.
Yes. We're only entertaining ourselves, and that's really what matters.
Yeah.
So check it out. We have shows that we upload twice a week, one on Sunday and one on Wednesday. On Sunday, we put up one of the regular programs that I just mentioned. We have two dozen different thematic shows, and we put them up kind of at random.
Yeah.
So there's no real plan, I think. I think you're doing it alphabetically now.
Alphabetically, yes.
But
that's the easiest way to do it.
That's for you, because you can't keep track.
It works.
So we put up one of those on Sunday, and then on Wednesday, we put up a 101 series, which is a specialty show. It usually focuses on a certain artist, but sometimes it's other things like a location or a language or an era. We've done that as well. And that happens on Wednesdays. So twice a week, you get 2 hours, pretty much 2 hours each show, I would say, on average. Sometimes a little less, sometimes more.
Nice.
But we try to keep it within reason. But it helps you get you through your work day or you know, whatever. But there are 4 hours of music from your friends at the balcony for free every week on top of our 24-hour stream. And you're looking at, you're about to jump in, are you?
What's that?
You look like you were going to say something.
No, I'm just listening to you.
Yes, my melodic voice.
Your melodious voice is putting me to sleep. No, I'm sorry.
Damn, I'm imagine what it's doing to the audience. So that's our thing. We put up tons of music all over the place. And then the next thing you should do is go on over to Facebook and check out us on the internet. Be yes. a friend. The website URL for – what's our URL for on Facebook?
Facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM.
That's right. Go check us out there. Be our friend. We put up music stuff. We only talk about music on the Facebook page.
Oh, it's all music.
No commentary on anything else. We're only interested in the tunes. And we'll be tipping you off to when we put up episodes of the podcast there. And just generally talking music and sharing info and doing all kinds of things like that.
Right on.
So is that everything?
I think that's it.
Let's get back to the tunes. Let's play it. I love this song. On lead bass.
Who it's plays Queen.
Who plays bass in Queen again?
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Hey! I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before. I've been singing with my band, cross the water, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed Susie on the way. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their bloody ladies every time. Come on.
Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
One of the hazards
I love that song
of being
so
a DJ
you almost missed it.
Is that you have to be back from the bathroom before the song is
yeah,
over.
I was in the other room getting coffee, and you were in the bathroom, and we both – I came in, and the fade-out was starting, and I turned around, and you were running in.
Just made it here, folks.
All right.
Fat Bottom Girls from Queen. Huh.
I didn't even notice that you were out of the room because I went to go get coffee, and I was over there like just tapping along.
And you panicked. You can, where is this song?
I walked in and you were gone. Like, holy shit.
Made it. Oh, yes. I know what it's like. Believe me. I've had to run 100 yards to the bathroom in order to get back in time. Believe me. It's no fun.
Yeah, that's pretty rough on the DJ, man.
Yeah, no, you got to play a long one sometimes if you're going to –
If you're going to go to the bathroom, a real long one. You got a 12-minute track here. Doctor, okay, fine, no problem.
Your stairway again.
That's right.
That's when you knew that the DJ really had to go to the bathroom, like, big time, right? When he played the long record. Here's Layla.
Sometimes, yeah. Here's Layla. Let's
here's Hey Jude again.
Yeah, here's Stairway to Heaven. Or play along when kids, I've got to go have a smoke.
Exactly. That's what the DJ was really doing. Let's be serious. So
Queen is a good band. I saw them. Seen them a couple times.
Where did
times.
You see them?
I saw them at the Forum.
Fuck you.
And I saw them at, let's see, I think it was the Long Beach Arena.
Really?
Yeah.
Long Beach Auditorium or Long Beach Arena?
Long Beach Arena.
Wow, tiny venue.
And they were both quite well, quite good. They put on a really good show, actually.
What tours were these? Do you recall?
The first time I saw them was the...
Or do you remember years?
It was it was A Day at the Races. It was
cool.
That tour. And then I also saw them for the jazz tour. So
wow, you saw them at Full Powers.
Yes, they were really doing really well, and they were.
So they were good
they
live.
Rocked like hell. They were really, great live.
I don't have any live recordings of theirs, and all I've seen are what's on television performances.
Yeah, no, I've caught a couple of bootlegs too. Yeah, they were.
Did Freddie put on a show?
They actually did they did a really good show, man.
They're a really good
theatrical
band.
Theatrical,
super underrated. And Brian May is great.
Brian May is a great guitar player, and I can't think of the name.
A bona fide genius.
Yeah, and all the other guys are.
I forgot the other guys.
You know, Roger Taylor.
I had John Taylor in my mind, but that's the guy from Duran Duran.
And
Roger Taylor is the other one, and then the bass player. No one ever gives a shit.
Sorry,
about
I'm sorry.
The bass
I apologize for not knowing.
Paul
that.
Paul McCartney is the only bass player people know
in front of me, and be well prepared for that.
You failed the nerd test.
I did.
All right, just play the next song. Tell us what it is.
Okay, well, this is another one I haven't heard too much of, but I know the band, and you know the
band.
Good
band, yeah, I like the band.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and this is a song called Secret. So let's cue that up right
Maneuvers.
Now.
Yes, let's drop the needle, and let's get back in the mic.
Orchestral Maneuvers. Orchestral Maneuvers
very
is called Secret. I'm sorry.
The sun and walk the sand.
from 1985. That is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Secret.
Great song, man.
Very good song. You know, late era for them, and it's very nice. You
never
know?
Heard that song before, and I was really, really, really digging it. So I'm going to put that one in the rotation. That's a good song.
Worth searching out on that. They were a good band.
They're pretty
OMD
decent, yeah.
was a really good band.
Pretty decent.
They put out one or two good songs. No, actually, they put more out.
Yeah,
more
they put out a couple of good albums. Yeah. Just completely forgotten.
And they're definitely, yes, and they're definitely worth looking into. And their early stuff, you know, everybody remembers Enola Gay, which is their big
it's on Left of the
New
Dial,
Wave hit.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if it should be. Probably. Yeah. It's on... It's one of many 80s compilations.
Yeah.
And yes, and any DIY collection would mm-hmm. probably have it, and there's one of those out there. So, and in fact, we're going to hear probably one that came out straight out. It came out straight out of the 1980s. This is 1983. This is actually the last song of the evening.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
oh,
it
that
is.
Snuck up on us. Can I see the sleeve there?
Oh, certainly.
Who is this?
This is The Call.
The Call. I've never heard of The Call.
So I guess.
Oh, produced by Hugh Padgham.
Yes,
that's the name I know.
Yes, he's had his hand into many records, many artists on Sire Records, I believe. Is that
1983. Which one are you playing? Are you playing The Walls Come Down?
The Walls Come Down. That's their rock solid banger.
Don't know this song.
You don't?
No.
Oh well, I guess not. And this
one I'm going to know when you start playing it?
Yeah, 83. Yeah, you'll probably
let's
know it.
See.
You could very well know it.
Let's
so,
see.
But let's say goodbye to everybody and say my name is Scott.
Is that what you want to say?
Yes.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio.
And we're winding things up here on Off the Wall, Episode 3, and. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us and hearing some crackly vinyl.
Yeah, it's been fun, man.
Yes, you know, they can't. They can't hear you when you're off the mic.
What can I say?
You're the one with broadcasting.
I have to turn away to the turntable, which is on the.
You know what? Take the mic with you. Why don't you move it over there? I'm telling you this on the last song.
Thank you very much. You've given me the proper instruction on the last song of the show. Now that is a man.
That's genius. Like now I'm thinking, wow, you should have really put your mic over there because it could still pick you up while you're talking. Ah, damn it. Let's just play the record.
Okay, thanks for listening. Go to balconyradio.com and go buy some music. We're playing where you can buy some of the music or just listen to it.
Yeah, check it out.
This is The Call, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
They blew the horns and the walls came down. They'd all been warned and the walls came down. They stood there laughing. They're not laughing anymore. The walls came down. Sanctuary fades, congregation splits, nightly military raids, the congregation splits, there's a song of assassins ringing in your ears, we got terrorists thinking, playing on fears. Thank you.
like we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
It's Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Detroit. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.